弟兄姐妹，早上平安喜乐。
May peace and joy be with our brothers and sisters and friends.
看到刚刚这个小孩子唱歌，我们心里就变年轻了。
So we feel younger when we heard the children singing song to praise God.
前一阵子的有一天早上。
So not long ago, one morning,
我正在公司上班。
I was at my office.
所以有两个公司的同事从我办公室前面就这样走过去。
So I found out that there's a couple co-workers, colleagues, just walked by my office.
其中的一个就问另外一个说：“哎，你最近怎么样子啊？还在老地方吗
？”So I overheard the conversation. One talked to another, saying, "Are you there? Recently, how are you?"
另外一个就回答说：“我已经不在那里了。”
And then the other one replied, "I'm not there anymore."
几个礼拜前我就换了一个新的工作。
So, merely a few weeks ago, I changed my job.
从这个简短的对话，就是让我想起最近的一年多来。
So, over their short conversation, let me reflect what had happened in my life.
在公司里面，好像这个换工作的事情真的是听多了也看多了。
So, recently in the company, and the changing of job and changing of position are very frequent.
这使我好像觉得说，我们必须要随时保持机动性，准备换地方。
So I can help, but to think that making myself ready to move is a new norm.
所以让我问问大家一个问题。
So for this reason, I ask you a question.
如果有人对你说我已经不在那里的时候，你怎么样去想，怎么样去解读呢
？If someone said to you that I am no longer there. How could you interpret and his saying?
如果我们稍微思想一下
，So if I muse upon this question,
我们就会发觉这句话带有三种可能性。
So there are three possibilities.
第一种就是说这话的人现在的位置、地点已经不在以前的那个地方了。
At first, maybe the one who said this was changing location.
也就是说他的位置地点已经改变了。
That means their position or their place of working are changed.
就是换工作而需要换地方。
So that means he changed the job and also go along with that change the places.
第二种可能性就是他的身份地位改变了。
And the second possibility is maybe his position or her position changed.
意思就是说他现在的身份地位跟以前不一样。
That means the roleThat he play in the company are different from what it used to be.
只是没有换地方。
But the location may remain unchanged.
你们大概可以猜到第三种可能性。
So I believe that you can conjecture what is the third possibility.
就是这两种情形都有。
That means these two cases are combined together.
他既换了地方，也身份地位都换了。
So they change not only the places, the locality, but also change the positions.
不过不管是哪一种改变它都会跟时间有关系。
So this change of state is intimately related to time.
都需要以时间为参考跟基准。
And because the time is a reference point.
而且都会有一定的效应的。
And also this kind of change will produce effect and consequences.
要不然这种改变就没有什么意义。
So otherwise the change has no meaning at all.
换句话说我已经不在那里的表示了。
So it really want to say it is if I'm not there anymore, what does it implies?
就是因着某种原因使我现在的位置、地点或身份地位跟以前不同。
That means for some reason that caused me to change my location of working and also my position.
而这种不同一定会有影响的。
So this kind of change must produce consequences.
有趣的事情是这样子。
So I believe, and things are go this way.
当我们问候一个人的时候，你最近怎么样呢
？So when we greet one another, the first thing we say is, "How are you recently?"
我们常常会听到这样的回答。
So you oftentimes heard this kind of reply.
老样子。
Oh, same old me, same old me.
这表示他最近的生活状况并没有什么改变，有时候这个事是好的。
So that means his situation has not changed, and sometimes this is a good thing.
也表示说一切稳定都没有什么变化。
So this means his life is very stable.
但是有时候并不是如此。
But sometimes it may have another connotation.
套句我们小孩子常说的一句话，就是说真无聊，老是都是一样。
Well, just like some of our children said in the childish way that, okay, boring is always the same.
同样的，在属灵的旅程当中，如果有人问你说你最近跟神的关系怎么样呢？
So this kind of question can apply to our spiritual journey. If some people ask you, "What is your condition, spiritual condition recently?"
是老样子呢，还是我已经不在那里了
？Is it same old story, or you can reply with confidence that I'm no longer there?
老样子可能指的是你过去没有认识主，如今还是一样。
So this no change state could have two possibilities. One, to an unbeliever, that means in the past I don't believe in Jesus, now I still don't believe.
或是你已经是个认识主的人，但是不觉得你跟神的关系有什么样的进展。
However, if you are Christian, maybe you already know Jesus, but I don't have any progress made recently.
所以今天我想用这个我已经不在这里的这个题目来跟大家分享。
So this is why I take up this topic. I am not there anymore.To share with you some spiritual lessons.
盼望大家能够省察一下你现在是在哪里。
So maybe we can do on your own some reflection that saying, where are you? Where am I?
是老样子一成不变呢，还是已经不在
那里？ Is that I'm still here or I'm not there anymore?
所以让我们来读一段经文。
So let's go to the scripture.
经文是在以弗所书的二章十一到
十三节。It's recorded in Ephesians chapter 2.We are going to read from verse 11 to verse 13.
应该是在你的节目单的背后。
So I believe it's printed on your bulletin.
也在这个荧幕上面。
So it's all also on the screen.
就让我念中文，然后我请 TC 上跟。
So we're going to read the Chinese first, and then I will translate it into English.
二章十一节，所以你们应当纪念。你们从前按肉体是外邦人，是称为没有受割礼的，这名原是那些凭人手在肉身上称为受割礼之人所起的。那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经得清净。
The text goes this way. Therefore, remember that formerly you also who Gentiles by birth and called uncircumcised by those who called themselves the circumcised that is done in the body of the hand of man. Remember that all the time you were separated from Christ, excluded from the citizenship of Israel, and foreigner to the covenants of the promise.Without hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ Jesus.
最近当我太太在整理家里的主卧室的时候
So one day, I was with my wife in the bedroom.
她发现了一些的旧的照片
And we discovered there's some old photos.
里面有我们以前在宾州读书时的几张照片。
And a few of them, I found out that it was in our student life in Pennsylvania.
看着那些照片。
And when I look at the pictures,
真的是有点不敢相信以前曾经是那么的年轻。
And I'm very amazed and in disbelief and thinking that I was young before.
这个想不到二十几年就这样过去了。
So to my surprise, 20 years just...Go by that quick.
时间过了真的是很快。
So lifetime flies.
说真的。
So this is true.
多少时候我们会想希望我们自己的外表、体力、记忆等等能够维持在年轻时代的老样子。
So many times, and how many of you wish that you will remain your youth forever?
可是岁月真的是不饶人的。
But time is not forgiving.
有时候我会跟人家开玩笑说，老样子就是不老的意思。
So actually, when I reply the same old me, actually it does means I'm not getting old, at least in appearance.
对，因老样子的通俗的英文就可以翻作是 same old same old。
So if we translate English, means everything remain the same.
然而你们知道吗
？So do you know?
当我们谈到我们跟神之间的关系的时候
，But when it comes to the relationship between us and God,
老样子就不见得是好了。
So being the same is not a good thing.
基督教作家跟牧师 Max Lucado。
So a Christian author and also a pastor of a church by the name of Max Lucado.
他说，不管您的本相如何，神都爱你。
And he says, God loves you just the way you are.
但他不愿你停留在本来的老样子。
But he refuses to leave you that way.
他要你能够成为耶稣的模样。
And he wants you to be just like Jesus.
可见的，我们不能老是停留在当初。认识主或是没有认识主的那个老样子。
So if you stay in a condition just like you first believe in Jesus and remain unchanged,
从刚刚所读的经文
，So from the scripture we just read,
保罗特别提醒以弗所教会的弟兄姐妹们
，So Paul especially remind the Christians and the brothers and sisters in the church of Ephesus,
要纪念他们从前是怎么样的光景。
So Paul said, you must remember your former situation.
也就是要他们回想他们自己从前的老样子。
So what is the former situation? That means?
尤其是从犹太人的观点来看，他们是外邦人，不是神的选民。
So from the eyes of the Jews, they were Gentiles, and they are not elected.
然后保罗要他们跟现在的情况比较一下。
And actually, Paul wants them to compare their current situation with the situation when they first believe in Jesus.
看一看他们现在的身份地位有什么不同。
And then to examine what is their identity and position.
从而发觉其中转变的原因。
So, and then from this difference, we detect the reason why this change had taken place.
保罗盼望借此的教导能够鼓励他们谦卑在神的面前。
So, Paul's purpose is to, through his teaching,they may become more humble and then more like Jesus.
以至于他们对神的爱跟感恩都能够更加的提升。
So that their love and gratitude may be elevated to a new plateau.
如果我们稍微回想一下。
So let us reflect our past.
我们就不难发现这个新约圣经里面记载了一件很奇妙的我已经不在那里的事件。
So it's not surprised and very interesting that we found outa recording in the gospel.
这件事件就是在路加福音的二十四章。
And it's recorded in the gospel Luke chapter 24.
在主耶稣被钉十字架以后。
So after Jesus had been crucified,
一些妇女在七日的头一日就带着所预备的香料来到主耶稣的坟墓前。
So on the first day, Some women carry some spices and went to the tomb of Jesus.
他们准备膏抹主耶稣的身体。
So they came for the purpose of to anoint the body of Jesus.
可是他们却发现那个封闭坟墓的石头被挪开了。
But they saw that the stone that sealed the tomb has been rolled away.
而主耶稣的身体不见了。
And then the tomb was empty and Jesus' body was no longer there.
他们正在惊奇的当中。
So at their amazement,
就有两位天使来站在他们的旁边。
And they saw two angels stood beside them.
对他们说。
And then said to them,
为什么在死人中找活人呢？
So why you come to seek for the living from the world of the dead?
他不在这里，已经复活了。
He is not here. He has risen.
换句话说，主耶稣已经不在那里了。
So that means Jesus is no longer there.
从天使们的宣告我们看到。
So from the proclamation of the angel, we understand something.
因着复活，主耶稣的位置、地点已经改变了。
So because of Jesus' resurrection, his position has been changed.
而且因着复活，他胜过了阴间死亡的权势。
So because of the resurrection, Jesus has triumphed over death.
他的身份地位也改变了。
So his defeat death, and therefore his position and his role as a redeemer has changed also.
这就是使徒彼得所说的。
This is what apostle Peter said.
耶稣已经进入了天堂，在神的右边，众天使和有权柄的，并有能力的，都服从了他。
So, Jesus has entered into heaven, and at the right hand of God, with the angels and authorities and the power in submission to him.
本来他就如施洗约翰所说的是神的羔羊，是为了除去世人罪孽的。
So before the crucifixion, Jesus just exactly like what John the Baptist said.Behold, the Lamb of God who take away the sins of man.
因着复活，他成了审判的主。
And because of resurrection, Jesus become the judge of the universe.
当他第二次再来的时候，他将对全地施行审判。
So if you look ahead, when he come again to earth, and he will be the judge and judge the living and the dead.
主耶稣的他已经不在那里的所带来的意义是什么呢？
So when the angel said he's not here, now what is the significance behind this proclamation?
是他在十字架上所说的最后一句话。
It is really just like what Jesus has said on when he was on the cross. Is that it is finished?
也就是说，他战胜了罪恶的权势，救赎的大功已经完成了。
He has triumphed over the dominion of death, and then the great achievement of salvation has been done.
这个大功为我们每个人提供了一个很好的机会。
So this great achievement has provided us a golden opportunity.
也就是说，我们能够跟神再一次的和好。
That is provide a possibility that we are able to reconcile to God.
所以保罗特别提醒以罗所教会的弟兄姐妹们。
So this is why Paul especially reminded the brothers and sisters in the church of Ephesus.
他们如今在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经得与神亲近了。
It's in chapter 2 verse 13. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ.
换句话说，他们已经不再是在原来的那里了。
That means you brothers and sisters, you should no longer remain in the original position.
那么这个保罗的提醒对我们有什么样的启发？
So when Paul's teaching to the Ephesians, what kind of things, lesson that we can learn from?
我想我们可以从两方面来思考。
So I believe you can learn from two aspects.
第一个，让我们先了解那里指的是什么。
So first of all, we have to understand there, what does it mean?
然后我们来可以检验一下，你跟我到底跟神有多亲近。
And then we have a self-examination. Have you and I been brought near to God?
所以第一点，那里是指远离神没有指望的位置。
So the first point, here or no longer there, is a position that far away from God and without hope.
保罗在经文的十一到十二节对我们说。
So from the scripture,Chapter 2, verse 11 to 20, 12, Paul said this.
对我们这些非犹太人的外邦人做了一个描述。
And for us, we are not Jews. And then he gave a very vivid description.
他说，按肉体，我们是外邦人，是称为没有受割礼的。
So first of all, we are Gentiles by birth. And we are called by the Jews that we are uncircumcised.
我们是与基督无关，在以色列国民之外。
We were separated from Christ and excluded from the citizenship of Israel.
在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。
So we are the outsiders, the foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God.
这个乍听起来就好像有人在当面指着你的缺点一样。
So on the surface, it seems Paul was.Really, point out their fault, accuse them.
可能会让你感到不舒服。
So maybe you feel uncomfortable when people point bad things to you.
但是请注意。
But pay attention to this.
保罗不是在批判我们。
So Paul is has no intention to criticize us.
他是在陈述一个神所定规的事实。
And merely just stay predestinated position of ours.
因为神是先与亚伯拉罕跟以色列人立约的。
Because if you look at the redemptive history, God made covenant with Abraham first.
所以那儿子的名分、荣耀、诸约、律法、礼仪、应许就是他们的。
So therefore, the covenants, the receiving of the law, the temple worship, and the promise belong to the Jews.
列祖也是他们的祖宗。
So the patriarch is also their ancestors.
按肉体说，基督也是从他们出来的。
So according to human perspective, Jesus Christ also come from them.
也就是说，我们在还没有认识耶稣基督以前。
So that means before we come to Jesus and to know Him.
我们的老样子是跟基督无关
，and our old self is nothing to do with Christ.
是在远离神、没有指望的位置
，and we are alienated from God and in a state of hopelessness.
他也是一个被罪恶的权势所控制、没有盼望的境界
，and we also control under the sway of Satan.
因此，保罗所陈述的事实指出了我们有一个很切身的需要。
So therefore, Paul point out our hopeless condition.To awaken us that we do have a need.
那就是被拯救。
That is, we need to be redeemed, need to be saved.
那么是不是身为犹太人就一定得救呢？
So it does mean that if you are Jew by birth, you will be automatically saved?
那不倒不见得。
No, it's not so.
我们知道当人类的始祖亚当夏娃犯罪而被赶出伊甸园后。
So we know when our first ancestor sinned against God,And was excluded from the garden.
就导致了我们一出生就与神隔离了。
So as a result, we inherit the original sin. That means we're born with a situation that we're separated from Jesus.
所以不管是犹太人或是外邦人，都同样是陷在罪的辖制。
So nobody whether you're Gentile, nobody whether you're Jews, and nobody whether you're good person or not bad person, you are alienated from God.
没有一个人可以靠着自己的与生俱来的身份地位或者是好行为而能与神恢复对的关系的。
So this is the essence of the gospel. No one based on their congenital and inherent condition and their good merit can earn salvation from God.
十九世纪的名传道人斯布珍曾有这样说。
So in the 19th century, this very famous theologian and pastor,By the name of Charles H. Spurgeon.
他说人的灵魂跟基督之间的关系可以分为三个阶段。
So we talk about the relationship between the soul and Christ, and then said this relationship can have three stages.
第一个阶段就是没有基督的。
So the first stage is without Christ.
是一个自然的境界。
So this is a natural phenomenon. We're born that way.
第二个阶段是在基督里，这是一个恩典的境界。
So the next stage is in Christ, and this is stage of grace.
第三个阶段是与基督同在，这是一个荣耀的境界。
So the third condition is with Christ, is a realm of glorification.
所以人自出生进入世界。
So when we're born naturally into this world.
他的灵魂就是在一个没有基督的阶段
So the soul is in a Christless situation
也就是没有神的阶段
That is a Godless situation
他的一切都是随着自己的意思而行
So everything they do and think is according to a flesh
他可能听过基督的福音
So maybe they heard about the gospel of Jesus
家里也有可能有圣经在那个他的书架上面
And maybe they have a Bible on the shelf at home
家里可能有人是基督徒
Or maybe they have relatives were Christians.
甚至已经是在教会服事的。
Or maybe they even serve in the church.
但是如果他并不认识耶稣基督
If they, or he or she did not know Jesus,
也就是说他没有重生
That means he has not been regenerated, born again.
他就是仍然在没有基督的阶段。
So he still remain in the state of Christless.
可见得认不认识耶稣基督才是得救的关键。
So therefore, the crux of salvation is whether you know Jesus or not.
也才是让我们能够与神亲近的道路。
And it's also the only way based on which we know to God and come near to Him.
并不在乎我们肉体外表的老样子。
So it doesn't depend on our fleshly appearance.
这就是为什么使徒彼得告诉我们说
So this is why Apostle Peter said
除他基督耶稣以外别无拯救 因为天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以
Salvation is found in no one else, for there's no other name under heaven given to man by which we must be saved.
只有透过基督耶稣我们才能得救才能离开那没有盼望的
Only through Jesus and his grace and his blood we are then can move from a Christless situation into a in Christ situation.
这是保罗要提醒我们的。
So this is what Paul intended to teach us.
所以亲爱的朋友们。
So dear my brothers and sisters and friends.
虽然我们生来的老样子都是在没有基督的阶段里。
So even we're born in a state without God.
也都是远离神的人。
It's a situation that we are far away from God.
但是只要我们愿意相信接受基督的救赎恩典。
But as long as you are humble and willing to receive His grace,
我们都可以离开那个没有盼望的那里。
Then we are able to leave the hopeless situation,
而进入在基督里。
And enter into an in Christ situation.
的恩典跟荣耀的境界。
So this is a realm of grace and glorification.
这就是保罗在经文十三节所说的：你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血。已经得清净了的意思。
So this is what Paul tried to emphasize that in the past you were alienated from God, but because of the blood of Jesus, you are able to enter into His grace.
那么你跟我到底与神有多亲近呢
？Now the question is, you and me should examine ourselves. How well is our nearness to God?
我们都知道这个关系是两方面的。
So we know that when we talk about a relationship, it's a two-way street.
如果一方面很积极，但是另外一方面是兴趣缺缺。
So if on one party is very enthusiastic, but on the other side it is very cold and indifferent.
那是很难有进展。
So how could you have progress?
当神愿意以他的儿子的生命来换我们的生命的时候。
So think of this: God used His own Son's life.In order to exchange our life,
我们就可以了解神有多么的爱我们。
So we begin to understand what is the great love of God that He has shown us.
若是我们选择不回应
，So if we choose not to respond to God's grace,
我们就会留在那个没有指望的那里。
So you will stay forever in a state of hopelessness.
永远。没有办法跟神亲近。
And you will never be able to come near to God.
若是我们愿意回应神的爱。
But on the other hand, if we want to respond to God's love,
我们就会跟神有一个全新的关系。
So then our relationship is totally renewed.
保罗在罗马书的五章一到二节这样说。
So Paul in Romans chapter 5, verse 1 and 2.
我们既因信称义就借着我们的主耶稣基督得以神相合。
Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们又借着他因信进入现在所站的这个恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜的盼望神的荣耀。
And through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
这表示凡是信主耶稣基督的人
，So it really simply said that if you believe in Jesus,
他们的位置和身份地位都会有一个极大的转变
，And their position will have a radical change.
就是站在与神相合的位置上。
That is, you move to the position that you are with God.
神因此赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。
So for this reason, God will give them the privilege to become the children of God.
可以亲近他，可以欢欢喜喜的盼望他的荣耀。
So you come near to Him, talk to Him, and you can rejoice in His grace.
换句话说，凡是信主耶稣基督的人
，So in other words, for those who believe in Jesus,
他们是已经不在那里了。
So that means He is no longer there before.
因神应许说。他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
Promise that if you believe in him, he will translate into the kingdom of his son.
因为我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
Because in whom we have redemption and also the forgiveness of sin.
所以如果你我是信耶稣基督的人，
So if you are the believer in Jesus Christ,
我们就已经不是在黑暗权势的那里了。
So we are no longer under the sway of the darkness, the dominion of the devil.
我们是在爱子的国里。
So we are in the kingdom of the beloved Son of our Heavenly Father.
我们跟神之间就如儿女跟父亲一样亲近。
So then our relationship between us and God will become like the children and the Father.
谈到这个儿女跟父亲的亲近，
So when it comes to the relationship between the father and the children,
就让我想到人生的空巢期。
So I think of the empty nest stage that I'm in almost.
回想当我们的小孩还小的时候，
So I look back and see when our children are very young,
我们常常是整天的忙进忙出的。
So our family is very active, we are bustling with noise and excitement and very lively.
所以心里难免会想，
So we never thought of this.
等他们长大以后，我们夫妻俩就轻松了。
So I said, well, when they grow up and leave the house, then we'll have a good time, peaceful time.
谁知道当他们一个一个长大了离家以后，
So to my surprise, when one after another leaving home,
我在花觉颇有失落感。
So I developed a sense of lostness.
尤其是每当我走过他们的空房间的时候，
So every time when I walk by their empty room,
我想这个就是神，就是所谓的为人父母的心肠。
Or maybe this is what we say the state of mind and the intention, the thinking of our parents.
我们渴望儿女的经常亲近与陪伴。
So on one hand, we want our children to come near to us.But it's no more.
然而神真的是很奇妙，也很幽默。
But God is very humorous and also have an extraordinary grace to us.
正当我在开始感到很失落的时候，
So when I feel the lostness,
他让我们家里在无意中接待了两个从国内来的高中生。
So for some reason, accidentally, we are hosting two youngsters, teenagers from mainland China.
他们就住在我们家里空出来的房间里面。
And then they stay in our empty bedroom.
所以家里又开始很热闹起来。
So our family become very busy again.
其中最令我有感触的一句话是
And so one thing that really struck my heart.
就是当我们跟他们的父母接洽这个照顾的事宜的时候
So remember when I talked to the parents of these two teenagers and their parents speak to us.
他们的父母就都要求我们说，
So the parents said to me in this way,
就把我们的儿子女儿当作你们自己的儿子女儿来照顾。
Oh, why not you treat our children as your own?
我回想我自己也曾经是离乡背景，经历那个没有亲人照顾的痛苦。
So I remember many years ago, I was alone and leaving my home in Taiwan and come to this.Alien place,
就觉得说自己应该好好的照顾他们。
So I just I talked to myself, I should take care of this young man and young woman.
事实是在几个月后。
So, interestingly, few months later,
我发觉我失败了。
And I found out I failed.
我必须承认我自己的爱实在是太有限。
So I have to admit that my love for them is very limited.
我没有办法做到爱他们如爱自己的儿女的这一点。
So I am not possible to love them to the same degree as I love my own children.
就是这个就让我想到。
So this reminds me one thing.
还好神的爱没有像我这样的肤浅有限。
So God's love is not as shallow as I have.
要不然我这个本来是远离神的罪人，就真的是完全没有指望。
So if that is the case, then why?I as a person who are alienated from God will become really hopeless.
想到我们每一个人都是如羊走迷，个人偏行。
So the Bible teaches us that every one of us is like a sheep wandering and without shepherd.
神却让我众人的罪孽都归在他独生爱子耶稣基督的身上。
But due to God's grace, all the iniquities, all the sins are imputed into the beloved Son of God.
以至于我们可以成为他的儿女，进入他的家，与他亲近。
So that we are able to have the privilege to become his children and enter into his family.
这样奇异的恩典，怎么不令我感叹说，神啊，你真伟大
？So is it not an amazing grace that allow me to sing, "You, Thou are great"?
你的爱真是长阔高深。
And then your love is really so long, so wide, so high, and so deep.
当我们再次思想我们到底与神有多亲近的时候
So when we examine ourselves, our nearness to God
我想最重要的第一步当然是我们需要回应神的爱
So first of all, we have to respond to his love
如此我们就可以进入神的家
And then we enter into the great family of God
享受与神亲近的喜乐
And then to enjoy the joy of having brother and sister in God together
然后我们需要用心耕耘我们与神之间的关系。
And then we have to nurture our relationship with God daily.
若是我们总是有人在家，但是心却是不在的这种态度。
So if you are Christians, we come to church, but our heart is not here.
我们就会如浪子回头故事中的大儿子一样。
It's not like the prodigal son story, the elder son.
我们会一直是在家流浪。
So.He is also a prodigal son because he's wandering inside the house.
始终不明白他父亲的心意。
So there's no way he understands the heart, the power of the father.
所以我们需要时常的省察。
So therefore we ought to examine ourselves constantly.
我们到底与神有多亲近。
How we come near to God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹朋友们。
So, dear brothers and sisters and friends,
从刚刚的分享
So, based on what I shared with you in the last 20 minutes,
使徒保罗提醒我们
So, Apostle Paul taught us,
不管我们从前的老样子是如何
No matter what old stage we were in,
我们都可以借着跟基督的合一而与神有亲密的关系
But through the unity with Jesus Christ,We are able to come near to God.
这包括离开我们原来那没有基督的那里。
So including the translate from the old self, a Christless situation into a new situation.
追求进入在基督里与基督同在的恩典与荣耀的境界。
And then we enter into the grace and the glory of Jesus' presence.
当我们愿意离开那里。我们就能从罪的辖制中得到释放。
So as long as we have this kind of willingness, we will be free from the sins.
就是浪子回头故事中的小儿子一样。
And just like the young son in the story of the prodigal sons.
当他认识到自己得罪了天与他的父亲，而愿意认错悔改时。
And when he come to his senses and found out he sin against his father and God,
他的父亲就欢迎他回家。
Then the father unconditionally welcomed him home.
同样的
，in the same way,
因着他的爱子耶稣基督
，by virtue of his son Jesus Christ,
神愿意照着我们的本相来接纳我们。
And God want to receive us just as we are.
并不是照着我们的肉体外表或身份地位。
And he doesn't receive us according to our fleshly condition.
而且他使我们的身份地位从本来是罪的奴仆提升为他的儿女。
And then he transformed us from the slave of sin into the children of God.
本来是远离他的，变成与他亲近。
In the beginning we were far separated from God. Now we are united with Jesus.
这是何等大的恩典！
What kind of blessing that you can imagine?
难道不值得我们感恩吗?
So, do you think just this alone is worthy for us to give our gratitude to him?
若是你已经是神的儿女,
Now, on the other hand, if you are already a Christian,
我盼望你不要在神的家里面流浪。
So, I wish that you will no longer wandering inside the house of God.
而是要继续的追求在基督里与基督同在的境界。
That is, we got to search and seek a new realm that is with Jesus.
要知道我们的天父是乐意我们跟他亲近。
And knowing that our Heavenly Father is willing to receive us and pleased with our approaching to him.
如果我每天能够花点时间跟他亲近交谈。
So if we can spend a little bit of time daily to talk to him, to pray to him,
聆听他的声音。
And then to listen to his whisper.
我们跟他的关系就必然会更上一层楼。
And then our relationship will be promoted to a new stage.
但愿下一次。
So I just hope that next time when I see you,
如果有人在问你说你最近跟神的关系怎么样呢？
So if people ask you, what is your relationship with God recently?
你可以回答说,
and you can confidently say,
我已经不在那里了。
I was not there anymore.
好，那我们,
Let us bow as we pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因着你自己的爱子耶稣基督,
Because of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ,
我们可以来到你的面前。
And we approach you.
我们称你一声阿爸父。
And we can talk to you and say, Abba, Father.
这是何等亲密的招呼。
What kind of intimate relationship we have with you.
愿你也能够再一次来带领我们。
May you continue to lead us and guide us.
让我们在这个属灵的旅程当中，我们能够一步一步的追随。
So that in this spiritual pilgrimage, we can daily and gradually progress.
我们不会在家流浪。
So we're no longer wandering in the house of God.
愿你能够看顾我们教会前面的方向。
May you look after the future of the church.
愿它成为你真正所爱的家。
May this church become a house of Christ's love.
我们将一切仰望在你手中。
We pray this with hope in your hands.
这样子祷告，感谢奉主耶稣基督的
圣名。And we pray this is in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.